Let me say good afternoon to everyone. I want to thank you for your presence on our conference call on this afternoon, and I want to thank all the brothers that have participated thus far in our worship service to our God. It is our responsibility to send the light. Paul talked about that, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. That is our eternal responsibility to share the word of God so others can be like us and obey the will of God. And again, we're assembled for the purpose of worshiping God in spirit and in truth, as we say it in our prayer. That is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Luke recorded those acts that we are to engage in when we assemble, those being apostles' doctrine, giving to the Lord as the Lord has blessed us with, also communing with the Lord and prayer, and then as we've just done, praising God and having favor with all the people. And again, there's someone on the call that's been invited and you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, we're sending that light to you, and we'll share with you at the close of the message what God has shared with us to share with you through the word of God, that one can be, as verse 47 of Acts say, and the Lord added to the church daily such as to be saved. No one is saved until they have obeyed the Lord and completed that obedience in water baptism for the forgiveness of all their past sins. And then the Lord, not man, adds you to the church of Christ, the only one that we can read about, Romans 16:16, in the Bible. On this afternoon, we talked from this morning, and again, the messages, we tried to relate them to one another. We talked this morning about Demas had forsaken me, Paul said, having loved this present world, So we're going to look at this afternoon, be looking at the word present and speak from the subject, the suffering of this present time are not worthy. Scripture that was read in our hearing. So we want to look at that on this afternoon to encourage us, as Paul had written to those in Rome about the things that they may be experiencing. We want to look at that and share with Paul in his letter to Corinthians how he expanded on that thought from that one verse, and we hopefully will be encouraged. We talked about this morning a more spiritual me in 2023, but also in becoming more spiritual is understanding how do we deal, as Paul said in the text, with suffering of this present time. How do we deal with that? That if we have the mindset that we can find from the Word of God, it can encourage us to be more spiritual even though we're going through difficulties. In Romans chapter 8 and the verses number 18, Paul said, wrote, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." That's the text this morning. That's the subject this morning, this afternoon, excuse me. Paul said, and my subject title is "The Suffering of This Present Time." Notice he says suffering with an S, so it's plural. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy. Now, let's look at that this afternoon. The word reckon in the text, Paul said, "For I suppose or I believe that the sufferings that we may be going through at this time," Paul said, those sufferings are defined as something that causes us pain, that could be from an injury, an illness, a loss. It could be physical, mental, or emotional. Sometimes we have to understand that God has designed. Now, we don't live in a miraculous age anymore, so there are times when I have injury, I have illness, that there's medicines that are designed to ease our injury and our pain and our illness. There are medicines to do that, but also Paul mentions about the word suffering also carries with it when I experience loss. We talk, ask for prayers for those that are in bereavement, that have lost. In this case, I could have lost a loved one. I could have lost someone close to me. That is a loss that I have experienced. And that's the emotional side of the fact that I suffer those things. And then when we talk about that suffering can be physical, again, I can suffer an injury, hurt myself, or I can have an illness from a physical standpoint that can cause me suffering. And then there are those mental challenges that I can experience that can still cause me pain. Yeah, and I want to say to all of us, church, we will experience hurt in this life. Paul identifies that could be physical, mental, or emotional. It can be all three. And that's why my title is The Sufferings of This Present Time Are Not Worthy. Sometimes in our walk, Christian walk, it may be necessary to compare the present to things to come. Because if we don't see nothing better, sometimes it can quench our spirit and we can give up. We can give up on life. We can give up on serving God. We can give up on being faithful to the Lord. We can give up if I stay only in the present. Yeah, that's why Paul, in his writing to the church, let them know that you have to compare that. You have to compare what you're experiencing with what must come. Let's examine how the Apostle Paul believed, or what he believed about this matter. In 2 Corinthians, the chapter is number 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. And let us begin at verse number 16. We're talking about now what Paul believed regarding sufferings of this present time and how they are not worthy, Paul said, to be compared with something else. In verse number 16 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul says, "For which cause we faint not." Yeah. So I have to understand that when I'm going through things, I can't have a spirit where I'm giving up. Where Paul said, "For which cause we faint not." Then he says, "But though our outward man perished, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." The Apostle Paul believed that even though he was growing older and weaker in body, he said this, his spiritual man grew stronger day by day. So we find that even though our seniors are getting older and I'm getting more feeble in body, Paul said, as for an encouragement, yet the inward man. So I have an outward man. That's the physical me. That's my body. Paul said, though the outward man is getting older and wearing and feeble, he said this, that inner man can be strengthened on a daily basis. How we do that, Brother Stroud? We do that with a daily renewal through the Word of God. I can renew my inner man through the Word of God, even though my outer man is getting older and more feeble. And we talked about in times past how we still need to try to take care of that outer man, that I do whatever exercise that I can find. I want to do those things to try to keep the outer man, as it grows older, try to keep it the strength level to whatever level I can. But Paul lets us know that outer man can get older, but the inner man, I can renew my inner man day by day. Then he says, verse 17, for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now notice how Paul looked at things. Sometimes as a Christian, I have to look at things through a Christian lens. Paul called it, even though he was going through affliction, he called it light. And then he said that it was but for a moment. Yeah, the days of suffering is but for a moment when compared with eternal life, which follows our faithfulness to God. Yeah, Paul said that. That when I'm going through stuff, when I'm experiencing stuff, I may not understand it, but Paul wants us to know from the Word of God that that what I am experiencing, it works for me. It works for me. And Paul said it's for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So what I'm going through, things, and I know we experience things. I want to encourage us that we the medicines we're taking, the pain we're experiencing. Paul said, when you look at eternity, that is but for a moment. And Paul characterized it as being a light affliction. Then he says in verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So Paul, in that letter, when you go into 2 Corinthians continuum, remember we talk about when Paul wrote a letter, the letter had not book, chapter, verses that we have now for our understanding of the Word of God, but in what is called 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 7, Paul said then, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Paul was concluding to those Corinthians, Christians, that whatever you see with your sight, those things are temporal. However, what you can see that's possibly eternal in nature, that is by faith. So Paul said, the unseen things that we see are temporal. However, that which is seen by faith, those things are eternal. When I think about what Jesus talks about in John chapter 14, when that's something that we see by faith, when Christ said in John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So we have to see by faith I see the place that is prepared for me if I live a life of faithfulness to God. Yeah, and what I'm experiencing on this earth is but for, Paul said, a moment. And Paul characterized it as being a light affliction. And so, as we look at our verse again tonight and this afternoon, and bringing this message together, Paul again says, "For I reckon, or I suppose, or I believe that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Paul said to those Romans, Christians, understand this. You may be suffering now. We identified that suffering could be physical, mental, or emotional. Paul says, what we have to learn to do as a Christian is compare those things from a biblical standpoint. He said, when you compare that with the glory which shall be revealed in us, Paul said, you got to compare those things because life has a way of wearing you down from a mental standpoint. And so we have to look at things, as Paul said, compare those things with the word glory here means the honor which shall be revealed in us. And that's why Paul said, even though we're going through some things sometimes, in Romans chapter 8, stand right there in that chapter where Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28, Paul said, and we know, this is something that's common, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God. So I have to, if I believe that scripture, and if I walk by faith and not by sight, that encourages me that whatever I may be experiencing, Paul said to them, it works together for good to them that he categorized, it's conditional, to them that love God. Yeah, if I love God, Jesus said in John 14:15, if I love God, then I will keep the commandments of God. Yeah, so my love has to motivate me to keep God's will. And so Paul said that we know that those things work together for good to them that love God, to them, he qualifies again, who are called according to his purpose. So again, when I become a Christian, I am called according to the purpose that God would have in my life. Yeah, I got to understand, what is God's role for me in my life? Understand this. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 12, something that members, and I'm thinking those of Highland Heights and wherever you worship, you're on the line, note what Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 18, he said, but now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has flee him. So when the Lord puts you in the body, he puts you there as it has pleased him. Now, we got to understand, what is my role in that? Even though I may be suffering, what is my role? Am I a foot? Am I a hand? Am I an ear? Yeah. What is my role? Am I an eye in the body? What is my role? We talked about that this morning about being involved in ministries. Being involved. Thank those that have taken initiative to do that. But again, as I close, we want to understand that Paul said, we're living in this present time. And we may be suffering, but understand this. Paul said that those things are not even worthy. They're not even worthy to compare with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You're here this afternoon and you're on the call and you're not a Christian. One becomes a Christian by hearing the gospel. What is the gospel, Brother Stroud? The gospel is the three facts, according to 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, he rose again the third day. I must believe that. I must hear it. I must believe that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only must I believe it, I must repent of my sin. What is repentance, Brother Stroud? Repentance means you turn from the lifestyle. It first begins with you turning from the lifestyle that you live in now, that you've been living without Christ, and you turn to the Lord. Okay? I've turned to the Lord. What must I do? Jesus commanded in Matthew 10:32 that you must confess him before men, and then he'll confess you for the Father. So I must confess what I believe in my heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then after making that confession, we find in Romans chapter 6 that one become a Christian by culminating that obedience by being water baptized. But Paul said in Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Those people had died to sin. How? We are being baptized. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. So one must hear the gospel, must believe, repent of sin, confess Christ to be the Son of God, then be water baptized for the remission of all your sins, and the Lord himself, according to Acts 2:42, adds you to the church of Christ. Now you are a Christian. Yeah, if you haven't done that, you are not a Christian. If you haven't been taught properly by someone that's in the Lord's church, your teaching is not proper, because a person who is in the dark can't teach a person how to become in the light, 2 Corinthians 4. So if you're subject to the invitation, you can respond back to us, and we can encourage you to obey the Lord and be water baptized for the remission of your past sins. I thank you this afternoon for your listening ear on this afternoon. I turn you back over now to our song leader. Thank you.